For the last 2 months, the state's Gasland Corporation has asked potential customers and investors in the state-led project to formally show interest in the massive pipeline project without being bound by a contract. It has been a chance for the state to get an idea of just how much the global market wants Alaska's gas. And while the state corporation and the governor are optimistic, some lawmakers aren't sure there has been enough interest to continue pouring state money into the $45 billion project. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
Last year, Governor Bill Walker told a reporter at the Alaska Dispatch News that he would give the state-run LNG pipeline project a year to find its footing and a market for the state's North Slope gas reserves. And it's been a busy year. Walker says once the state started meeting with other countries, sovereign to sovereign, things really heated up.
I think it really started with the meeting with President Xi, President of China, when he came to Alaska, expressed his interest in LNG to China.
Walker and members of Alaska's Gasland Development Corporation have zipped back and forth to Washington, D.C., and Singapore, and Korea. They opened an office in Tokyo. And Walker says he's encouraged by what he's hearing.
Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought we would have this kind of market engagement. And again, it's the first time we've really engaged market to market. We've always done it through somebody else, a producer or someone who has a, you know, a competing project elsewhere in the world. And now we're doing it sort of sovereign to sovereign. And I think it's been very, very, very successful.
But he stopped short of saying whether he thinks the state corporation should go to the legislature for more funding this year.
We'll look and see if that see if that's warranted or not. It's probably too soon to say on that.
As Walker's soft deadline approaches, the state corporation tasked with finding customers and investors to build the mega project says it has gotten some good news. Last week, they reported signing confidentiality agreements across six different markets. The federal government says the project qualifies for a program that streamlines the permitting process. And the corporation also got an opinion from the IRS that says it's likely to be tax exempt. Earlier this year, the corporation signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with a Korean gas corporation. It's basically an agreement that the two corporations could work together as the project develops. Still, the project is a tough sell to lawmakers who control where the state's money goes. Some, like Senate Republican Kevin Meyer, say it's not clear if any of the steps the corporation or the governor have taken are going to make the project cheaper or more attractive to investors.
That's kind of the big unknown is what does that apply to and how much does it apply to? And, you know, I know the governor kind of made a big, big thing about it, but, you know, he also made a big thing out of signing those MOUs, which are basically meaningless.
So far, the state and its former oil company partners have spent more than $500 million studying the project, trying to figure out if it's feasible.
We want to be excited and positive and optimistic about the project, but yet we also want to be real and objective because it's a big project and it's already cost a lot of money that we don't have.
Last year, both the House and Senate mulled proposals to strip millions from the state corporation's budget. Meyer says lawmakers just don't have enough information to know if the state can afford to keep pushing the project forward. And on the other side of the aisle, House Democrat Garen Tarr agrees. Tarr says she thinks that patience is wearing thin in the legislature, in part because of the state's multi-billion dollar budget deficit. As lawmakers cut funds for education, power in rural areas, and student scholarships, Tarr says it can be hard to justify spending millions of dollars on a project they just can't be sure will ever be built.
Can we afford to do it right now while we're still trying to fix our other major financial problems? And is now the right time given the market conditions? We know that that resource is not going to go anywhere. It's going to be there, and I fully believe it will be developed. So it's a matter of, you know, the timing.
The corporation is supposed to give a progress report to the legislature in September. And Tarr expects that meeting will be full of detailed questions about just who is interested in Alaska's gas and just how much more money the state will be expected to fork over to develop the project. She says she hopes they'll get some answers. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.